Yes, family, reporting for duty. Lewis and Jarman, what a show we've got for you. You get a chance to win a trip to China. Get on the standby list with Fortune Rookie. That is coming up a little after 5:30 today. Plus the quiz with no name. $1,000 up for grabs thanks to Automasters. And now with an Automasters lifeline. Then you get Rory Sloane straight out of 5 o'clock. The little superstar champ's going to join us and talk all things showdown. And get his thoughts on some of the big issues of the footy week. Plus Damien Barrett will also delve into what is happening in the AFL world. And then, as I throw in the steak knives, you get the Black Rhino, coast to coast, 4 to 6, undivided attention, feeling fit, big and strong. The one and only, starting to wear his initials on his T-shirt, Andrew Juice Newton. Jarman, welcome, Juicy.
G'day, Louie. G'day, Sean. Hello, Adelaide. Great to be here, Lou. Feeling very, very excited about the Wednesday show. 2 hours. It's jam-packed and plenty happening. And we're going to have a bit of a stouch, you and I, about an issue that we're very passionate about.
Yeah, feeling good today, actually. All right. Me, feeling very Olympic today. I am. Very Olympic indeed. All right. So, hey, Murph, let's not dilly-dally.
This is stuff
let's
around.
Let's get up and about and get ourselves ready to rock.
Come
and roll.
On.
Are you ready, Murph?
Ready.
Are you strapped in with your fat little fingers as Jarman
Go,
says?
Murph.
Family, are you ready? Are you ready to
Come
let
on,
fly
Adelaide.
When it's your turn to have your say and lift and give us something for this great show?
Mm.
And you, Juice,
I'm ready.
You keep doing what you're doing because
yeah,
what you do, nobody else can do. You're untouchable. It's a rush hour. Jars and Louis, let's go.
Footy news first.
Get your facts right.
Triple M's Rush Hour presents.
Well, you're sitting in a chair.
The best newsbreaker in the business.
They covered it up.
Damien Barrett.
Yeah, Damo joins us right now. Welcome, Damo. 2 weeks down and it's already real hot in the kitchen, Damo, and especially up at the Gold Coast with the coach and also with Gaz just copping it left, right and centre.
Yeah, g'day, Louis. G'day, Jazz. And you're probably right in highlighting the Gold Coast woes as being the number one club with problems. There's quite a few, aren't there? Collingwood's got issues. We might touch on them in a moment. Hawthorn's got issues too. And yeah, but it's the Suns that have, to me, the most significant problems. They keep hemorrhaging financially. They've now got an AFL-appointed CEO in Mark Evans. And they've got a captain. We knew this last year. We've been saying it regularly. He wanted out last year. And forget the fact that it is a personal reason. I say forget the fact that he's a former captain of the footy club who sought to leave and is already flagging the intention to do so again at the end of this year, despite still having 1 year to run into 2018. And look, there's a resignation now too around everyone that Rodney Eat will not be coaching our club in 2018. And as you say, Louis, 2 rounds in, these decisions are already being made.
Damo, with the Abbott one, a colleague of yours, Kara Wilson, has criticised Gaz again for going on the footy show for money. Now, you probably know better than most where the money's changed hands, but should he be fronting up on the footy show this week or should he be sort of buttoning down the hatches and trying to work out and get their way out of trouble up there?
Yeah, look, I sort of see what Caro's saying. I don't know. I was actually on the Gold Coast the other day when that was announced that he was coming. Look, he's always been his own man, Gary, and he's never, to me, ever presented as a leader of that footy club. Now, the club until recently would go out and bang his chest saying he has been a good captain, but they're not saying that now. And to me, while he's won a Brownlow at the Gold Coast Suns and has also finished in multiple All-Australian teams at the end of a year, I just don't feel he's ever embraced the leadership aspect of it in a way that the money that he's taking would have deemed him to have done so. And I suppose your question, it's a valid one. It's a valid comment from Caro. I'm certainly keen, and forget the fact that he's a footy show that he's appearing on. I'm really keen to see what he does say because he needs to say something. He needs to give some clarity around what happened last year when he sought to leave. And I think, more importantly, he needs to give some clarity about what he's going to do at the end of this year. But I hope they're not just words from Gary. I hope he actually means a few things that he does say tomorrow night.
Hey, Damo, Jordan Lewis from the Melbourne Footy Club. Is he a thug?
not about a thug, but he's extremely silly, isn't he, with what he did. And I don't really... Look, I'm not far be from me to criticise a player for making comments in the media about something that happened, but I'm not sure he's quite as remorseful as he should be. This is a club that he's playing his second game at. Got a crucial game against Geelong this week. Will now miss that, obviously. Miss Frio following that, and then miss Richmond as well. And I know, hearing him on AFL 360 last night, I'm just not entirely sure that he is apologetic enough for how he's left his team.
Damo, let's play it now. If you missed it, here he is on AFL 360.
Are you always sorry if someone has a scan on any part of their body and you've created an injury? So there's that part of it. Nothing I can do about it now. But, yeah, you do think about it and you feel sorry for the person. So hopefully he plays this week.
He went on to sort of say and everything about, you know, whether it be apologies or anything else or what people think of him. He goes, well, I don't really care. I'm more worried about the people who know me well. They know what I stand for, and you can think what you like because you're paid to have an opinion.
And that's all fine and good, and I get that because he's a proud warrior in that footy sense, isn't he? But what he's clearly also saying there too, he's not buying totally Paddy Cripps' story that he got really hurt from, and he's not buying Carlton's presentation to the match review panel that he did indeed have a hairline fracture. But it's pretty simple to me, guys, and I know this may be, you know, I know you get caught up in the heat of a moment, but don't hit him. Don't throw your arm at him, and you're playing again next week as your club, your new club, is desperately wanting you to do as it sets itself up for what should be a good crack, at least, at a final series.
Damo, we're about to take some phones soon about whether you should have to apologise for things that happen on a footy field. So we'll get the family's thoughts, and we'll fill you in later on. Showdown, like you would know that Jack Homsch is now out, but bit of credit where credit's due. Koshy, who I suggested earlier, may be coming in on a French sub this weekend, home from the west coast of America. It'd be a great, great publicity stunt. He should take a bit of credit because they're up and about.
Yeah, I reckon he can. And I know it's too simplistic to link his out there comments in the off-season, you know, and the sharpening up of I think, the whole club. But I think there's a link. Now, whether you put a 50% link on those comments resulting in a 2-0 start to the year and some serious excitement, I don't know. Maybe it was 10%. But whatever it was an impactful time. He said it a couple of times, as you know, and we discussed it. And I'm all for someone trying to sharpen up the club because the past 2 years have been disappointing. But it's even got some serious traction across the border, guys. I can tell you there's as much interest about this showdown coming up as there is for any other game.
So it should be, mate, 1v2, Damo.
Number one game in the comp.
Well, I've always taken a big, broad picture view of the footy competition, and I love it when one plays two. My team in Melbourne's not in it, mate. I'm happy for any club to play good footy that's appealing to watch. And I guess what they're both doing, aren't they? The number that Port Adelaide did on the hapless Dockers last week was just that was scary. Circa 2014, wasn't it? Yep. And it's scary for how good they could be, but more scary for Ross Lyon about how bad his team would be. But I just really like what the Crows did too, because while Cawthorne and Clarkson have gone in 0-2, that they were good, as you know. They jumped them at the start, and it required a really good effort for the Crows to get out of it. Hawthorne, I reckon, would have beaten 15 or 16 teams last week. So I think the form really stacks up, and I'm glad that we as a city and a state have embraced these 1 and 2 teams going into this game.
Yeah, very nice, Damo. We'll get to Bucks next time. We'll get to Ross Lyon and the Dockers next time and the Muggles over there, according to David King. Thank you so
Good
much, Damo.
Cheers, boys.
Damien Barrett, Sloaney, made a great little compliment to Sam Powell-Pepper, which I'll get to in a moment, but tell everybody the big news if you're unaware. Port Adelaide have suffered their own injury woes today.
Massive blow, Louis. Jackie Homsch is going to be out for between 3 to 4 weeks with a knee.
Strained medial.
That's a massive blow to Port Adelaide
Happened
going
in. The final minutes the other night.
He's been sensational down back. And with Joshie Jenkins, I don't think we'll play.
Walked laps at training today. No chance.
He won't play. Duty of care. And you can't be in a hospital and expect to play the following week.
Not unless...
No, Lou.
Yeah, it may be in a final.
But anyway, that's a big blow to Port Adelaide. Robbie Gray's a bit sore in the groinage areas.
Yeah, which is a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, because he stays down
forward. He spends time in the forward line, which is where I want him.
And Jared Polak, Lulu, with that foot.
Well, we've sort of not heard a lot, and they're saying things are okay. But gee, speaking of duty of care, with that's redlining that one because we know what's happened with that. And, you know, if it happens again, God forbid, where that leaves him. So, and he is in good touch himself. Mm. I don't know about you, but I'm just really excited. This showdown has got me so up and about. Obviously, 1v2, and I was throwing around some matchups earlier too. And I was talking about now what the Homsch thing's going to do to Port Adelaide because they were one up on everything else. And then who's going to play on Eduardo? Yeah. And Sloaney then gives a nice little juicy one in the paper today saying, geez, Powell Pepper's been great. Really look forward to whacking the hand away and laying the tackle on
him. Brilliant.
Obviously, he's been fending like Dusty Martin in the opening 2 rounds. So that Powell Pepper... He has brought something to that team already in 2 games of footy of about being a bit taller, being a bit more physical. He was in that fast face in the pocket on the weekend. Just a young kid who's brash but not over the top with outward arrogance.
No.
You know, and then he's got, the swipe of the comb over going on at the moment and a few bits. But he loves to get hold of him. And I could imagine he may spend – the first 15 to 20 minutes of wrestling. Getting in amongst a few blokes.
He'd have a hit list, wouldn't he?
Winning some footy. But I reckon Sloane and Co are keen to get hold of the upstart a bit too and just teach him and say, hey, welcome to showdowns. They're a little bit different, Juice.
It's going to come down to the midfield this game.
Yeah.
Nothing else. Nothing else. Midfield.
And I think pressure. Turning over the footy and then scoring on turnover. Porter been very good at it again.
Mm.
No surprise Porter playing well because their defensive pursuits and all that are up.
Been very good.
They got right away from that. Mm. That super attacking footy of 2014 was off the back of defending really hard.
That's it.
And they lost that because they kept just trying to attack instead of winning it back.
Mm.
And we've seen it every week. And it's hard to fathom because it's a different game to us. But if you don't turn the ball over, you can't win. But if you turn it over, and especially in good spots, you're guaranteed to score these days because of the nature of the press.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, bloody exciting.
It'll be set to be one of the real classic games of showdown, no doubt. And look, Adelaide Crows will have some sore boys last couple of games, won't they?
Scalpers are out too.
Scalpers
are out.
It's
got everything going already. 29
degrees. There's a 30% some showers, some rain on its way. Saturday night.
Hot in the middle. Koshy's up and about.
Libby
in town. He's in America at the moment doing sunrise.
He's flying in his chopper.
Surely. Surely he has to come home early from LA, from the West Coast.
He won't miss this game.
Surely.
The Prez will be there, flying the flag. Home game for Port Adelaide, 50,000+.
Will he come into our harbour, our outer harbour via sub with the new deal? Will he just come in? We won't even know he's here.
He's then all of a sudden, purchased one for Port.
He might even do an Adele and come in a box so nobody realises, and he just surfaces at Adelaide Oval out in the middle and just says, I'm here with his scarf.
He's coming in a box.
He can do the old theory of Harold Holt. He's in a sub. He's in a sub.
Keith, he'll be waiting for him.
Where is he? I'll pick you up just near the footbridge. Imagine Koshy coming up on the Torrens in a little baby French sub that we've made out here in Port Adelaide, mate.
And he's got his mum with him.
And he's gone, mate, in Port Adelaide. Look at us kicking goals on the international scale.
Oh, he's going to be excited.
What a way to kick off showdown.
Brilliant.
Hey, AJ.
Yes, mate.
Yeah.
Triple M.
There's one thing I want you to do for me.
What?
Come here. Win. Win.
What are we waiting for? Take this!
Andrew Jarman.
A man barely alive.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Andrew Jarman.
Better than he was before. Better. Stronger.
Yeah.
Oh, you're doing that.
Yeah, you know why? It's my stuff. I can't believe you. Anyway, where are we at? 6 weeks ago.
Yes.
Made a big statement.
Yeah.
Talking double digits.
Correct.
Came in wearing a T-shirt, six-pack coming soon.
Yes.
Haven't seen it since, by the way. Weigh-in was supposed to be yesterday.
Yesterday, yep.
Was postponed.
Yes.
What's happening?
Tomorrow's the weigh-in.
D-Day.
Yeah, and it'll be, D-Day. So it'll be 6 weeks.
You've been awfully quiet.
No, I'm just I'm excited that we've put a lot of work into the last 6 weeks to get this body transformed into a...
You and your team?
Me and my team and I and my cast of thousands. My support crew have been marvellous, but tomorrow's D-Day, yeah.
It is. All right. What time?
12 o'clock.
Ooh. I would have went for the AM.
Yeah, well, I'm going to do both and then record both. So,
so we started this journey at 114.2.
114.2, the correct way.
Last weigh-in after a real run of bad luck with jagging a calf through the Christmas period.
Yep.
A little bit of excess when it comes to work-life balance. And we got to, 108?
108, yeah.
Right, so the big question is...
Yeah, we got to be under 108.
The big question is, can we? Yeah. Can we get ourselves into the nervous 90s?
Yeah, we've
that's the question. You know, I mean, what we're aiming for is, and like Oscar Goldman said, we're trying to rebuild you back into a 1987 type rig.
Correct.
Which is anywhere between 83 to 92, and 92 is his heaviest when... Sure, he made him bulk up a bit.
He did too. So tomorrow's D-Day, family.
I'm excited. Is there any extreme shredding going on tonight?
Yeah, we started today.
Yep.
Yeah, we've started. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Lots of water?
Not too much.
No.
Because it'll bloat you a bit.
Oh, that's right. You have fluid retention. One last thing.
Yes, Dale.
Like all good players... It's the exact opposite to a game of football. Will Maz be involved in the shred?
No, she won't.
No.
No, A lone hand here, the lone wolf.
The lone wolf.
So when you're about to go to bed tonight, family, yeah, around about 10:30.
It'll be just me and the dogs.
And then you hear this. It'll be just having a moment.
There you go. He's just licking myself.
Oh, stop. Oh, that is wrong.
Well, that's what dogs and animals do. They lick themselves. I don't want to know. To clean themselves.
I don't know. You're licking your plums.
Triple M.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's Rory Sloane.
In comes Sloane, and he has put it through the Sloane dog.
Rory!
Yeah, Sloaney joins us by phone this time. He's in Melbourne taking care of some AFLPA business. Sloaney, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thank you, boys. Yeah, sorry I put you second best today. I've just got a board meeting tonight, so I'll give you an update next week on how it went.
Oh, very good. Very good. Just stay hard. We're going to get to lots of good things. We've got your Song of the Week coming up soon. A few eyebrows raised in here, Sloaney. Mm. But anyway, we'll get to it. Showdown 42, mate. I would imagine that this one's shaping up, I know you're not in town, but as one of the biggest build-ups, 1v2. Can't get any better than that.
It actually, it can't. So, and I've heard there's a few scalpers going around trying to sell off some tickets, which is, I think, unheard of since my time at a showdown. So I'm expecting an absolutely huge crowd. It's going to be a pretty hot contest too. Both teams are in good form, so look forward to it.
Sloaney, is Port's game plan easy to shut down on Saturday night?
No, they've been in great form, Jars. I mean, I think the way they're moving the ball this year is they're coming back through the corridor a bit. They're taking the game on, but also making it really hard for teams to get the ball off them too. So, look, it's going to be tough either way. We're just going to have to make sure we pressure them like we've done to GWS and Hawthorn when we've played our best, and then make sure we test them out the other way.
Great result for you boys to be able to win a different way, Sloaney, on the weekend. A lot being made of it, being able to change up mid-course and go the long route and go to the air, and the boys didn't let you down with some really great contested marking, and you were part of that as well.
Yeah, so 2011, I think, last time we beat the Hawks, and that's it's been a tough task for us at the G there for the last few years. And, yeah, the way we started obviously wasn't ideal, but we reset after half-time and we were able to come out and play the way we wanted to. And I mean, that first quarter, they took about 40 uncontested marks and they were able to play the way they wanted to play, and we were able to shut that down in the second half.
Obviously, JJ Jenkins, very unlikely to play on Saturday night because he was took in an ambulance, went to the hospital, and he walked some laps today there, Sloaney, so I wouldn't imagine he's playing. But massive news out of Port Adelaide, Jackie Homps out for 3 to 4 weeks with a knee. So, geez, it's going to be very interesting with the key position post on Saturday night for both sides.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've managed to get a couple of wins without two of our key forwards the last couple of weeks. So maybe we look better going small, Jars.
I'm not sure. So, yeah, go speed.
But no, it's good. JJ's back up and about. He's walking around today, but yeah, still very sore.
I like what you had to say when quizzed about Sam Pelpepper and what he's been able to bring in his two games of footy. And I'm in particular have locked in the diary watching you and him when you cross paths on the weekend, Sloaney. He's got a great little fend off, and you're sure one or two will come. And I think in the paper today you suggested looking forward to swatting that arm away and getting in there and laying a tackle or two.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll try and fend us off. But, he's a strong boy, isn't he? I mean, the way he's been able to come in and play his first year is pretty phenomenal. I haven't seen too many kids come in at his age and play the way he does. So he's certainly a very good player and one we'll have to watch.
Haven't been in the sheds for a while, but I would suggest maybe a player-driven bounty might be on its head. If you can get him down.
Oh, mate, he's a big boy. Him and Ollie in there. I mean, they're tough boys to take down. So we're certainly going to be on our game in the midfield.
Well, then let's make it a double bounty on the Bash Brothers. You can get the Quinella.
Hey,
we'll see how we go.
Cool.
Sloaney, I can't wait to watch the contest between Paddy Ryder and Sam Jacobs. Source was outstanding over the weekend. Whoever wins this battle, I reckon, is going to assist their club in getting 4 points.
Yeah, so Source obviously played an outstanding game on the weekend. His contested mark work's phenomenal. I think it took about 6 contested grabs. Yep, but we, us as mids probably didn't capitalise on his ruck dominance the way we should have. So, look, I mean, and Paddy Ryder's just... He can jump so well. Paddy's ability to go forward as well is very good. So Source has got his work cut out for him. We need a big game again from Source. But if there's one man that loves a showdown in our team, it's big Sammy Jacobs.
Yeah, so he's got a showdown medal. Third man up rule, 2 weeks in. you used to jump a little bit. A few other boys used to jump a few bit. How are you finding it, sloaning around the stoppages?
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, there's a couple of times on the weekend when you may lose a couple of stoppages, and that was normally my go-to. I'm like, all right, well, we've lost a couple here. Let's try and get the ball outside, and you can't do that anymore. So, no, I mean, it's been fine. I think Ruckman are enjoying it. I know Sammy's not getting any corkies in his back anymore, so I think the Ruckman enjoy it.
Hey, Slaney, Joshie Kelly from GWS has been offered $9 million over 9 years. Have the Crows come to you with some sort of offer like that?
No, not yet. I think that the last I heard from Justin Reid was to stay another 10 years for about $8 million. So it wasn't quite the same numbers. But
that's disappointing. Yeah,
jeepers.
It's disappointing.
Come on, Reedy.
I mean, given the fact that you have more tackles than touches, especially after three-quarter time.
There's not many going around that would have those stats, I don't think.
Tell you what, Jars and I never suffered from that affliction.
Game's changing, Slaney, isn't it?
Mate, just on that.
Ridiculous.
You have a great history now of being able to woo yourself back into a contest. And I was sitting there watching that game at three-quarter time, knowing full well, I thought, you watch, Sloane's going to have a monster last quarter. Mm. You just have a real great ability, even if you've had a rough day, when it gets in there and needs to be done, you're in there.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably what the tackling does. It keeps you involved in the game. Mm. It's probably what the third man up used to do as well. Even though you couldn't get a touch on the ball, you were still involved in some way. So, yeah, I mean, you just got to stick at it, don't you? There's games where you just, for whatever reason, you seem to not get involved, or you're just not up to it. And if you keep going, normally the ball will fall your way.
All right, need to talk about some man love you're receiving from a couple of big names in the footy world. We need to talk about whether you should apologise when you belt someone on the footy field. Mm. But right now, it's Sloaney's song of the week. What do you got?
What do you got?
I got all fired up. This is for the showdown. All fired up by Pat Benatar. So if this doesn't get you fired up for a showdown, Jars, nothing will.
Mm. You pick Pat Benatar, all fired up.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, dear. Discuss when we get back.
Oh, boy.
Sloaney's right. Not going anywhere, family. Stick around.
Jars and Louie, the Rush Hour on Triple M. And every Wednesday afternoon, exclusive to the M's, Rory Sloane, of course.
Rory Sloane, Duck. Wouldn't you love to walk down the race with him?
He's a beauty.
He never leaves the ground, having given it anything but 100%.
Remind you of Heppel from Essendon, similar type.
Yeah, just wholehearted and a ripping bloke. Just exactly what footy clubs are made of.
Triple M's very own, Wayne Carey and James Brayshaw just blowing up young Sloane Dog, and rightfully so. Sloane, you got to love that when the commentators are talking about you in that sort of rich vein.
My chest just grew about 3 inches then, I think. So, No, that is very nice to hear from those two especially.
All right, mate, let's talk about a couple of issues. Players are in the spotlight, Jordan Lewis in particular. Is there a code of conduct these days that if you whack someone on a footy field, you actually have to send them a text and apologise?
Not that I've heard of. If something was an accident, maybe, and if it was a real serious injury, I'd definitely send a message or give them a call. But it's an intentional one. I don't think you can apologise, can you?
No, I don't think you can either. did you apologise to Tommy Mitchell when you accidentally got him in the head on the way past on the weekend?
No, he was all right. We had a little couple of chats throughout the game, and he was all good.
Were you a bit toey about that, Sloaney, just in case with MRP?
Yeah, I knew I wasn't looking at him, and I knew I didn't intentionally bump him, so I knew I'd be fine on that part, but I guess you just never know at some stages as well. There's always that slight bit of doubt, and you're just not sure what's going to happen.
And do you think Melbourne, former Hawthorn Premiership player Jordan Lewis, is a thug?
No, I don't. No. Yeah.
No. All right.
Well, we don't either.
No, not at all.
God, not at all.
No. All right. Let's go to the other big story now. Cooper Cronk plays for the Melbourne Storm, came out this weekend, has told the footy club, this year will be my last because I'm moving to Sydney for love. And they've granted him a release at the end of the year, so he'll probably play for a club up there in Sydney. Nick Del Santo has said, we're a bit too immature here at the moment in the AFL for this sort of thing to happen. You live through this, Sloaney, with danger and questions being asked all year. Would you be in favour of players having the ability to come out and signal intentions if they were to be moving on?
Yeah, absolutely. I think as players and teammates, you appreciate the honesty, and you can't really argue with that. I mean, as he said, it's a life decision, and I find it very hard to argue if someone's extremely honest to you and they're going to open up like that. I mean, you've got to support them, absolutely.
Oh, you're not a fan, are you?
I disagree, Sloaney. Yeah.
Sloaney, in a minute.
Wait till the end of the season to come out.
No, but if that's on his mind, I reckon it's better. And I mean, especially Cooper, he's given 14 years to that club and some very successful times. I think he's deserved a chance to be open and honest. And that group are definitely mature enough, I reckon, just from the outside looking in, to accept it. And he'll still tear it up this year, I'm sure.
Oh, I like where you're coming from, Sonny. In that same vein, Jake Leavers put a contract talks on hold, we understand. Mm. Be having a word to young Snake, will you?
Oh, I didn't hear that, actually.
Yeah, he's come out today.
Yeah, come out. So what's his intentions? So should he come out?
He's apparently Hawthorn circling hard. That is the rumour mill at the moment.
Look, I mean,
were the boys into him on the weekend? Were they? Oh, it's a shame he wasn't playing, wasn't it? They could have been selling him up.
Mm. Yeah, maybe. Look, I'm sure a lot of clubs would love to get Jake Leaver on their list. But, I mean, for us, we love what he does. And I'm sure he's going to give us absolutely everything, no matter what. Mm. Look, whatever he decides to do, that's up to him.
Yeah. Yeah, good call. Thank you so much, mate. We cannot wait to see you in action, and I look forward, in particular, when you and the old SPP cross paths early. I just want to see what you two are up to and what mood you're both in for Showdown 42.
No, it's going to be a great game and a great event for South Australia again, the big showdown. So can't wait to see a huge crowd out there.
All right. Well done, debate mate. Hard, bargain hard tonight. I don't know what you're up to with the AFLPA, but stay strong in there.
Thanks, guys, and I'll chat to you next week.
And just work on your song, please.
See you, mate. Rhino's clipped you on Twitter.
Oh, hello, Rhino's had a crack. Lucky you're a good footballer, Sloaney. That's a song my mum would choose. Hey, in Sloaney's defence, I'll reveal more tomorrow the real workings of what happened. It's not completely Sloaney's fault. He doesn't need to completely own that. No. So, Sloaney, we may let you off
the
hook.
And you don't need to apologise either, Sloaney.
I'll bounce back next week. All right, that's all good.
Says you, Jars, who just whacked him relentlessly about the pick. Thanks, Sloaney. Have a great night.
See you, boys.
Before we get to Jordan Lewis, how about Ford switching to Mustang next year in the V8s?
I saw that.
How about that?
Ford fans will be just distraught.
There's a few. Hey? The old Rash gets around in a Mustang, Roger Rashid.
Does he?
Little red one.
Does he?
Yeah.
We better just
tell you what looks
good.
They'll
be shattered, too. Ford fans.
Well, it's still a Ford.
Nah, but it's not the same.
It's the wild horses. Mate, get on.
Does look slick, though, doesn't it?
Very slick.
Now.
Anyway, I digress. Jordan Lewis, obviously headlining the big news out of Melbourne the weekend, a bit undisciplined. Continuing on, we had Bernie Vince round one, and then we had Jesse Hogan and Jordan Lewis. He's whack on Patrick Cripps off the footy. As luck would have it, he was on AFL 360 last night in his regular spot.
Yep.
And Robbo started off by asking the big question, which I think everybody's starting to get to at some point. Is he a thug? Because he's 9 charges now at least for 9 games.
You've been labelled a thug. How does that sit with you?
No, I don't pay attention to any of that sort of stuff. I mean, people are in the media and people are on social media to have their say. Quite honestly, it doesn't bother me. I don't care. I know what I stand for. I know what I'm like as a person, what I'm like off the field. People can have their opinion. That's what they're paid to do.
Is he?
No. I don't think he's a thug. Dermot Brereton a thug?
Depends.
Reece Jones, was he a thug?
I think Reece should probably be.
So you put him in the thug category, do you? Reece Jones.
Over 13 or 14 times. Durham would have been 15, 16, maybe 17.
Well, he's nearly by over 10.
Depends on the instance. I think Reece has got more acts that fall under the banner. Mm. And I love Reece. He's a good friend of mine.
Okay.
He'd have a lot there that he wasn't proud of.
I don't think Jordan Lewis is a thug because it was an open hand little clip.
Mm. But I just suggest.
Do you think he's a thug?
No, I don't.
No.
Because I think thug is. It's a term that. It can't exist anymore because the way we've cleaned the game.
Thug is someone that just a one-punch coward.
The cheap shots from behind.
Yeah, yeah.
All that sort of stuff.
That wasn't a cheap shot.
Can I digress? Is Barry Hall a thug?
Yeah.
Prince Staker hit?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that was a thug hit.
Yeah, I reckon it's a thug act. I reckon he's not a thug. Yeah. All right, he goes on to add, gets queried on, and this is the big one. When the family get involved, 133 53, two-part question. Mm. Jordan Lewis, is he treading the fine line of becoming a thug then? And secondly, should you have to say sorry when you whack someone on a footy field?
Why didn't you apologise?
I
think you got nothing to be sorry about?
Maybe there was an apology in there somewhere. Maybe I got the answer to that question wrong. But it's probably more sorry the fact that I'm not out there helping you boys this week.
Should you have to apologise? So a lot of people always say, oh, yeah, I texted him. I rang him to make sure he's okay. Mm. I would imagine, I don't know what you think. Mm. Here's what I think. If I've whacked you in a game of footy that was either a bump or a hit or whatever, and I was in abouts at the footy and not off the play. Mm. There's no way I'm calling you up.
No.
No way. And they only do it so they can get their numbers down at the MRP.
Yeah.
And then in this situation, do you reckon when you hit someone off the ball like this, would you call then?
No. No, mate, what stays on the ground between you and I stays there. That's our domain for 2 hours.
See, I don't need you ringing me.
Correct.
If I've booked you in for a square up in the next round.
Well, then, no.
Do you know what I mean, though?
That's exactly right.
I just, there are...
Why do these players have to apologise? Is it because their manager, is it because their football club forces them to make that phone call to apologise for
trying,
their act?
Is it trying to limit brand damage? Is that what it's all, is that where it's got to?
Yeah, I think it has.
See?
And the club brand.
See, footy needs heroes and villains.
Mm.
People you love and love to hate.
But we don't have any villains left in the
game. I'm not saying Jordan Lewis should be that guy, or Jesse Hogan should be that guy.
No way.
But the guarantee now is next time, the Carlton fans are into him straight off the bat.
Spot on.
And the boys are going to be into him.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we don't want vigilantes running around getting scrapped. But you want the idea that, I'm looking forward to this game because, remember what happened in round two?
I'll see you next time.
Do you know what I mean? And if say, for instance, Patrick Coops happens to get hold of Jordan Lewis by the back of the neck, at a stoppage, we might just drive him a little bit harder down.
That's it.
Just for a bit of fun.
Accidental free kick
in
the back.
A little reminder of what took place.
Knee in the old clacker.
I think we're getting very
politically Jordan Lewis doesn't have to apologise.
But we're also getting PC on a footy
field. And what about apologising to your teammates? Where do you sit on that?
Well, I don't like that either because you know what it is? Because it's the leadership group. It's like going to the headmaster's office your footy club.
Oh, Lord, I've opened you up.
I'd be going... Don't even, because there'd be a few blokes on that group. You'd go, well, you couldn't even do a nail out there. Some of those blokes, So let alone question me when I'm having a go. And I would even argue, and I haven't seen it closely enough because it's grainy. The footage, I reckon it was a bit stiff because he was probably just trying to give him a good flick, good hard hit up near the throat somewhere, as in to get away.
And wasn't there some shenanigans prior to Jordan Lewis getting him a clip?
Well. Yeah.
So anyway,
I don't know. Apologies. Should players make them? To be honest, that they get reported for hitting, and the other one too, this thug nature. Does Jordan Lewis fall into that category at the moment? We're saying no. Just want to get your thoughts as well. 133353. Jordan Lewis. Mark Robinson asked him last night on AFL 360 whether he was the thug. Asked him whether he had apologised both to individual and playing group. Getting the family's thoughts. We don't think that's the avenue you should be going on down. Justin Bird says, leave the PC crap to the social justice warriors. And off the field, and apologies not required once the white line is crossed. Jacko 67. 3 weeks for an open hand, boys. I wouldn't have played a full year ever. Mm. All right, Murphy, a little bit. Ooh, it's hard for me to say I'm sorry. It's good enough for the Fonz, good enough for me.
Yeah. Maisie of Seaford Rise. G'day, Maze.
Yeah, it's Maze, mate.
Yep, g'day, mate.
Yeah, that's good. I don't reckon you should apologise, mate. The MRP need to judge the incident and what happened at the time, in the context of the game. The fact that he apologises makes no difference. I think who should apologise is someone like Damien Barrett. The guy's a flog. He's just a sleazy reporter. Who's he to sit there and pass judgment on someone like Gary Ablett to say he hasn't been a captain for the Gold Coast Footy Club? Is the guy ever played a game of footy in his life?
Yeah, it's a tough one, Mace, because Domo's paid to give his opinion on those things and you're entitled to your very own. I would say with the whole thing, that the apology stuff, which I don't get, is they actually take it into account whether you are remorseful, whether you have apologised, which I think is wrong because aren't you supposed to just go with the incident?
Correct. You're judged on that incident.
And then put it into the criteria that they have rule on that, whether or high and all this other stuff, as opposed to you shouldn't be getting it watered in, I'm remorseful. I'm really sorry. I've wrung him straight away. Nah. It's because it's the act itself.
Thanks, Mace. Let's go to Bill of Palauwi. G'day, Bill.
Hello, boys. How are you?
Good, Bill. What do you think about apologies?
No apology, mate. It's not schoolyard football. It's crap. You know, I mean, we don't know what transpired on the ground, whether the other lad said anything to him about his mother, his girlfriend, his wife. You know, you just don't know. I mean, there's plenty of banter goes on.
Yep. I agree too. And then at the end of the day, MRP Tribunal, take care of the result. If you transgress, cross the line, you wear it. But you don't know what happened to it.
He got 3 weeks for that. Yeah, Scott Thompson from the Kangaroos blatantly put his elbow through Dangerfield's jaw while he's on the ground. That's 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, I think you're getting to a point now where MRP needs to put the foot down a bit on acts off the footy and cheap shots. I think they need to call them cheap shots, Jazz.
Good on you, Bill. I agree, mate. I agree with you.
Thanks, Bill.
Hayden of Alberton. G'day, Hayden.
Yeah, g'day, boys. I think the idea of apologising is pretty laughable, to be honest. But I think what the AFL might be trying to do is take the cheap shots or the headshots out of the game. Like, you watch a game of NFL, they don't do it because they know they're going to get whacked real hard in the pocket or they're going to miss games. Last year, I think it was... who was it? Jonas for Port Adelaide on the West Coast guy. He deserves 6 weeks for that. This week, he didn't deserve 3 weeks for a little slap. That's just stupid.
Do you think he's a thug, though, Jordan Lewis?
I think he's a bit of a twit at times, but I don't think he's a thug by any stretch of the imagination. He doesn't go out to hurt people. No. He just crosses the white line, and that's what happens.
Thanks, Hayden. The big one is, and I don't mind where they're heading with it, because when you're gonna, if you're going to hit anyone off the ball... That's not in the spirit of the game, right? We don't want that, do we?
No.
So, therefore, if you're going to get two and three like Hogan and Lewis, I'm happy to wear the three. I just don't like the labels that follow, suggesting, hey, you're a thug. Hey, you should be apologising and showing lots of remorse for an act of stupidity on the footy
field. And that's what it was, stupidity. Bryn of Seton. G'day, Bryn. What are your thoughts?
Well, guys, you know, I come from a league rugby union background, and I was going to say, looking here, I say the AFL guys are a bunch of sookie la-las. Bottom line being is that, you know, AFL is losing his hard man from the yesteryear era. This guy's not a thug. He's a hard player. He did nothing wrong. And end of the day, being what do I want to do? The guy gets dirt under his fingernails. We sent through an apology letter, an email. So I'm sorry, mate, you got dirty today. Come on. Hard AFL, because these guys, really, it's a hard game. 36 guys running around with testosterone going through to do their best for their club, for their team, for their supporters. You've got to let some things slide. And that's beautiful. Really the end of the day, Bryn. You know what I mean?
Thank you, Bryn. Hey, Padman, to wrap this up, thugs. He's a thug. Most of his hits are when players' eyes are on the ball or behind the play.
Padman.
Todd Goldstein might subscribe to that theory.
Yes.
Talking about Cooper Cronk, who's come out and let the Melbourne Storm know that this year will be his last. They're only six games in, and he's leaving for love, going to Sydney. Can I just quickly go to something on Twitter? Matty Britton, and we mentioned earlier, Jakey Lever had put his contract talks on hold. It was a little news flash running across the Twitter, the feed Fox. And Matty, rightly so, points out... didn't Lever say he's waiting for the bargaining agreement. And he just goes on to say, if you're talking about a player's contract, make sure you give the full facts. We're now in with the full facts, and that is correct, because the CBA is getting close. And right now, with most teams, there is a soft cap in place, with a lot of teams are getting 10, 15, 20% over, because that's the expectation. Once the deal's done, it shall rise. And you would say, from a majority point of view, most players would be doing that. You'd be mad to sign up now if the cap jumps 25-30%.
You miss out.
Yeah, and you miss the kicker. And not all players have the ability to get it attached as a percentage of the cap.
And Mitch McGovern's another one.
Absolutely. So that's probably why it's all sitting off. Righto.
Talk to me.
Players announcing their intentions at the start of a season. We lived through the Dangerfield year where it was asked every second week, what's he going to do? Where's he going to be? Okay. Eddie McGuire, and then it will be Nick Del Santo on it. So here's Ed on his breakfast show on Cronk and the Honesty.
These days, Darce, when a player does come to you, as it has happened to me with Dane Beams, for example, who came up and said, right, I want to go back, my dad's got cancer, you know, I want to release. And you go, well, hang on, there's a guy who we're building a midfield around. And it goes, now, if had I known that 6 months earlier, you would have been into getting the player that you needed to fulfill that role.
So, and you think the NRL style is the way to go now?
I haven't ever, until probably this moment today.
And now Nick Del Santo, the retired North Melbourne St Kilda player.
I think we can head in that direction. Right here, right now, AFL is too immature to do that. There's too much preciousness that if we expect someone to leave or say that they are going to leave, that therefore they're abandoning the rest of that football season.
Nicky Dell says we're too immature. Ed goes, well, geez, I wouldn't mind knowing, because it gives you a chance to plan. As I said, you've just lived through the Dangerfield one here in Adelaide, Jazz. Do you like it?
I don't like it. No, Leo.
Why not?
No, because you lose trust. You lose the trust your teammate.
But you're getting honesty.
Yeah, but... our game is not ready for that type of situation. Well, I don't think we are. I agree with Nick Del Santo, and I agree. Lordy's gone from the game anyway, 25 years ago, hasn't it?
So, therefore, you should be able to come out and say, look, I'm going to move at the end of the year. I'm going home for family reasons. Or I'm going home because of my dad. Or I'm going home
I don't have an issue with that.
Yeah.
I don't have – that's that. I don't like – it's not a good look for the game. I don't think it's a good look. I'll wait till the end of the season.
But – But if put yourself in Eddie Maguire's shoes, put yourself in Andrew Warren Fagan's shoes.
Yeah.
Dangerfield comes to you at round six and lets everybody know that, that the one question we're all going to ask all year is now off the table. Hey, I'm heading home, and we've granted him that release because we respect his decision. And I'm not saying it's for everybody to come out and say I'm off. You've got to have a bloody valid reason why you're sort of bugging out on your group.
As a teammate, I would prefer him to wait until the end of the season to make those decisions.
And just be sitting around and playing guessing games with him all year. It doesn't mean he's not going to try any harder, less with you. He's actually been up front. He's going, hang on a minute, I'm going to look you in the eye and say, Jars, I'm heading home at the end of the year, but I tell you, we're going to make the most of my last season here at this footy club.
That's your opinion, but I'm probably old school. So yeah.
I need more out of you. Would you expect him? Would you kick it to him? What would you treat
probably
him differently?
Not. No, I would treat him differently.
Why?
No, I would, because he's leaving us.
But
he's going to another football club.
All you want out of a teammate,
he doesn't want to be part of our culture and our
an
fabric.
Anchor, no. A co-anchor at a radio station. His honesty. Now you struggle with honesty with me at times because you're moonlighting again up in Clare on the weekend.
That's another issue.
More pictures in the paper.
Another issue.
But if I'm giving you honesty. Surely you got to go, thanks, Louis. I really appreciate that. There are no secrets. It's a circle of trust, mate.
Absolutely. And all sporting clubs are like that. But I just don't think it's a good look.
You're a dinosaur.
Maybe I am.
You're an out and
maybe,
out
maybe
dinosaur
I am.
With your thinking, because it creates all this angst. So every time you go to a presser, or me, or Murph, God forbid, Murph was funny. But we get that question. And I go, I don't know. Go and ask him.
I don't think the fans would like it.
You don't reckon?
So after round six, so say next week Jake Lever comes out and says, I'm moving back to Melbourne.
For
more money, better contract, blah, 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 blah.
No one's saying he's going back for a better contract.
No, but just say he does that.
I'm moving home.
He's moving home. Well, he's going back to Melbourne. But he's obviously going to get a better contract than he would at the Adelaide Crows. How do you think the fans would cope with, the remaining 18 games or 16 games that are left?
With
Jake Lever playing in a Crows jumper, knowing that he's nicking off next year.
It's a brave new world.
I struggle with
that
kind of
stuff.
I know it's a whole new world,
but
and the game evolves. But I don't like it. I don't like the look of it.
Stay with me, because if Jake Lever comes out right now and says, I'm going home to Hawthorne, let's just say, for example, and God forbid he does, you know what that means? We go, right, Mitch McGovern, come here. Now we're going to zone in on you and get you. We know we've got the chance. We've got to go and replace Jake straight up. So that gives you a chance to start to identify targets and get into people so you don't miss out like Bryce Gibbs. Cheap shot. All right. And then you've got your other ones who you're thinking, God, we're in a juggling act. We've got four blokes to get 2 million to. We can't work.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you have the ability to go and re-sign Mitch McGovern. Is that a good thing?
Absolutely. It's a positive thing for a footy club. But I don't want to see players come out mid-season to tell us that they're going to leave the football club.
You want to wait and have them
because
play?
Because the managers drive it behind the scenes, don't
they?
And
forget, the managers are already doing what they do, right?
Yeah.
They'll always go and seek out opportunity in scheming. Whatever you want to call it. Players aren't mostly privy to that because they say, I don't want to know. Yeah. But if you get a player who then has one less thing to worry about, knowing full well that, how am I going to tell these boys at the end of the year? Geez, I feel like a real skunk in here because I'm sort of saying one thing in team meetings and going agreeing with the future, but on the other hand, I'm actually getting out of here at the end of the year. You're conflicted. You're conflicted as a player, and we know most blokes can't handle that.
My opinion, I am probably an old dinosaur, and I'm proud of it.
133353, Cooper Cronk, the situation. Are we too immature as a competition, or is it time that we caught up, like Eddie Maguire says, and said, this is great. Honesty, breath of fresh air, let us be able to plan and know what we've got. If you want to be here, be here. If not, we're going to wish you all the best, but we're going to do our best to replace you.